Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 33rd verse. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. I think that Pokemon are pretty much the perfect sidekick. They do what you want when you want them to. When you don't, you just stuff them in a Pokeball for some reason, and then they don't bother you anymore. They defeat bad guys for you. They're at your beck and call. They pretty much do what you want. Perfect sidekick for your, you know, mystical quest or whatever you're going on. And you know, for as great as that is, and of course, if you don't know Pokemon, yeah, they're basically just this epic sidekick for your life. The reason I bring this up, though, is I think the reality is that we often treat God like a Pokemon, like a sidekick. And it's something that our text bears out as it shows how different, how profoundly different God is from us. And yet, in the meantime, we're often treating him like a sidekick in how we live our lives. So, the text is happening in the book of Romans, and there's a lot that has led up to this point. Paul has shown the wondrous message of salvation, of course, but he's also grappled with some very challenging questions. And I would actually suggest that the lesson before us is pretty much the climax of Romans. It's a climax in Romans, but it's really an epic shoulder shrug. He has these tough questions about God, how God has acted in history, and his conclusion is a shoulder shrug. He says, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out, for who has known the mind of the Lord? His conclusion is, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why God has done things the way that he's done them. And so he just shrugs his shoulders and lets God be God. Now, though he does that in Romans, how do we react when God works in a way that we don't really expect or understand or appreciate? I don't think we always have an easy time letting God be God. He does things not in the way that we want him to. We're often too stuck in the habit of treating him like a Pokemon sidekick, as someone who's there to fix things that we want him to, and when not, we tuck them away. I mean, it's like we stuff them in a Pokeball practically with how, you know, if we're too busy with other things in life, then yeah, that's the time when, yeah, I can worry about this God stuff later. Or maybe we want to pursue, you know, this or that sin and we don't want to really give that up. So yeah, then God is tucked aside. Then the sidekick goes away. But then what happens when a problem or difficulty comes up? Well, then it's like, well, now we expect, you know, Jesus to the rescue at this point. Now we're going to throw him at this situation and say, okay, God, now it's your turn to do what I want, to make my life the way I want, and to fix this or that thing. But then the cold, hard reality hits us when God maybe doesn't do exactly how we want him to. And then what happens? And if we treat him like a sidekick, then we are basically going to want to get rid of him entirely because he doesn't conform to the expectations of a sidekick. So though it's great to come to God in our prayers and ask him for help, what does happen when I pray for healing and maybe that healing doesn't come? What about when that, maybe loved one dies unexpectedly in my life, your life? What happens when you feel like problems keep piling up and piling up and you're waiting for God to fix things and make them the way you want, and then you feel like all you get from him is silence? What do we do then? I think in those difficult times, we realize that we all too often sinfully push God away and think, okay, well, you aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing. If we remain in that attitude of pushing God away, obviously the great fear in that is we're going to eventually lose our faith in him, because we've propped our faith up by believing in a God that essentially doesn't exist, a Pokemon type of God, a God who's there to grant wishes and fix our problems the exact way that we want him to. That's not how he does things. He really doesn't owe us anything. Paul makes that clear in the lesson when he says, who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him. He doesn't owe us an answer for how he does things in our life. He doesn't owe us an answer for anything. We can't think that we can just be the boss of him or tell him what to do or boss him around. That's not how it's going to work out. And he doesn't owe us an answer for anything. And that's sometimes a tough reality for us to take to heart. God is God, and we don't get to tell him how things are. And in fact, we are the ones that should owe him, because of our sins and offenses, that, we should have wrath and punishment coming to us because how we've offended God. And so, though it doesn't work to have God as a Pokemon or a sidekick in our life, he does not make for a good sidekick. What he does make for good is he makes an excellent God for us. A God, though, that we don't always fully understand, because he's way above and beyond our understanding. But we can trust him in those things because he's shown in Christ many things that we can understand. And what we understand from that is a great help and comfort in our life. In fact, the things that he's revealed to us and caused us to understand is the greatest comfort, because he's made his love clear and understandable to us. And though God is so far off and distant, though he is true God, something totally other than us, he took on human flesh in the person of Christ so that he could be near to us, that he could make himself known to us, the things that he really wanted, the things that we really need to know, his great love. And in the person of Christ, he came and he lived flawlessly in our place so that the debt, the wrongs, that everything that we've done against him, that he could step in our shoes and do those things in our place so that we could be right with him. And then he showed us how great his love is in something also unfathomable to us in our human existence by dying on the cross, that God, in the person of Christ, died on the cross to pay the debt, to pay the sin that we owed, so that we could have forgiveness, so that we could be washed clean from those wrongs and restored into a right relationship with God, even having eternal life in him. And if Jesus could rise victorious from the grave and conquer death and accomplish a heaven for us, we know that we can trust him to take care of whatever it is in our life, even though we're not going to totally understand it. Because we don't even totally understand his love for us, that's so beyond our human conceptions of love. And that's such a great thing. And in fact, that trust in him is something that he has caused by coming to us in the Word and at baptism, working that in our hearts so that we rely on him, though we don't understand. By the Holy Spirit, we can trust in one we don't understand. And that's a great comfort for us. And though we don't understand how he works in our lives so much, we know that he has an excellent track record of working things for our spiritual good. And the rest of it, we shrug our shoulders at. We don't always know, but we have comfort in what he has shown us in Christ and his love. So though we sometimes struggle to, act accordingly, this lesson has made it pretty clear that Jesus is not your Detective Pikachu. He's not your Psyduck. He's definitely not your Jigglypuff. He's not, you know, your water-type Pokemon to defeat whatever fire is going on in your life. He is not the sidekick. He's the one calling the shots. And his wisdom, his understanding, are far beyond us. But that's not such a bad thing, because we've seen that in Christ, his wisdom and understanding has meant his love for us that accomplished our salvation. And that's such a great comfort, as a truth that we can live with, both now and eternally. Amen.